Okay, we're recording, so whenever you want to get started, go ahead.
I am calling the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 5:15 p.m. on September 16, 2020. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open law meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at stbotolphacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag SB September 16 hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Yep, they're good. Different time. Yeah.
Okay, so first.
Okay, yeah.
First and only. Yeah. So we have 70 St. Botolph Street, which is a Boston Housing Authority property. The presenter, if you just state your name and your affiliation, and then just let me know when you want to advance the slides.
I guess the Housing Authority would like me to present this. My name is Steve Tice, Tice Design Associates. We're the architects for the BHA on this project. Let me sort of preface this a little bit by an introduction as to what the program intent is of the work we're doing there. This project, I think, is Joe Bamberg is on with us, and he's my boss, and he will correct me obviously if I'm wrong. But I believe this is the Housing Authority's first RAD conversion. RAD is what they call Rental Assistance Demonstration Project. It's a relatively new, very innovative HUD program for trying to stabilize public housing assets nationwide. The general premise for us as the design and engineering team is that we have to go in and do an initial assessment of the property. We call it a PNA, a project needs assessment. We then have to look at the deficiencies in the building, both functional and code and other issues. And then we have to budget the next 20 years of operation for the building. And we have to present essentially a budget that has an initial capital program to make certain initial improvements to the building. And then those improvements, which cannot afford to be done in the initial capital package, have to be identified in the 20-year out projection and accounted for in terms of replacement reserves and other resources that have to sort of be proven to be in place at the time that they'll be necessary. So believe it or not, it's actually a pretty intelligent HUD program. It's not major work. It's not sexy stuff. I'd love to be here telling you we're going to tear it down and put up a group of brownstone and brick Victorian townhouses. We're not. But we are trying to make life a hell of a lot better for the residents that live in the building, and hopefully some improvements that will reflect on a general improvement in the neighborhood. My office used to be right around the corner in Garrison's little building, so I love the neighborhood and I still feel part of it. The project is basically a 90,000 square foot steel frame building. I think it was acquired by the Housing Authority through a purchase years ago. It's actually a very well-constructed steel frame and concrete floor system building. It has 132 units in it, slightly fewer than the initial because they did some breakthroughs and created fully accessible units some time ago. So the requirement for all the Group B and fully accessible units has already been met and was part of an earlier renovation program. Our focus is basically on the balance of the apartments. And we are making sort of routinized improvements, but I would like to believe that they're actually pretty innovative. Most of the units very tiny efficiency units. And we're just doing the very best we can with brand new kitchens and baths and finishes. The other thing we're doing is centrally air conditioning the building. We're using a VRF heat pump system. So we'll have individual terminals in every unit providing heating and cooling. This is great for the units, but obviously it's putting a lot of mechanical equipment on the roof that doesn't exist there now. So we'll go over that in a few minutes. In terms of the interior changes, the entire ground floor is being gutted basically and reprogrammed. And we can certainly go to that plan if you'd like. We're redistributing the spaces on the ground floor, creating more opportunities for resident amenity spaces in the building, tenant meeting rooms, computer rooms, these kinds of things that have sort of randomly occurred over the years, but are now being sort of memorialized in a much more formal plan. The ground floor, I think, will be a real eye-opener from the Housing Authority's perspective, because we've designed it to look like a sort of first-class hotel lobby. And we hope that that will begin to sort of spill out on the street. If we could go to AD 2.1, just scrolling down, it would be the one after this. Whoop, nope. One before, maybe.
You said AD 2.1?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Should I keep going?
Yeah, keep going. Yeah,
all right. Hang on. There we go. Is this it?
There you go.
Okay.
That is the new proposed elevation of the building. I assume a lot of you are architects or designers, and this, of course, is what we're really concerned about. The exterior of the building is remaining pretty much as it is. There have been some masonry repairs done by the Housing Authority quite recently in the back corner of the building. There was some water penetration, and they did, under a separate contract, some significant waterproofing and masonry improvements. I think the major contribution we're making is window replacement. All the windows in the building are being replaced. The stucco is being removed. That is now sort of the intermediate panels between the windows, and replaced with a cement rain screen. It's called Nichiha. It's a rain screen system. And we're taking out the stucco and putting in this cement panel rain screen system. We are, again, limited in our budget, but if you go back down to that elevation, you will see on the front in those bays, which to me are the most visually offensive elements of the building right now, we are structurally we're restructuring the openings, and we're putting in extremely tall windows. The bottom panels will be blank, but they will be glazed into the window as part of the window assembly. So the window assembly is essentially floor to ceiling. This is happening at significant cost because these are structurally framed openings, but we just could not in good conscience go back there and reinstall those tiny little windows with the vast expanses of stucco that are there now. So the bays will be completely reclad in wrapped aluminum trim, and again, these cement panels integrated into that whole reglazing system. We're replacing everything on the ground floor. So the storefront that you see, we'll be installing new storefront in some areas, and in other areas where we're installing, again, panels of this cement cladding system. It's very carefully detailed to have sort of metal angle edge at each panel, sort of separating it with reveals and protecting the edges of the panel at the ground floor. So a lot of attention has gone into the way this infill system has been detailed. We have some very narrow windows to try to reduce the amount of glazing in the community rooms primarily right now and some of the ancillary spaces, because we're trying to obviously create more insulation and reduce the heat loss in the building. And then reinstalling up to code storefront only where major transparency, at least in our minds, is required. And that's at the lobby, the entrance, and the waiting for the lounge, waiting for the cab lounge, and those kinds of amenities. So the routine windows, we just don't have the budget, obviously, to restructure all the openings in the building. So we are ripping out the stucco, ripping out the windows, putting in new, much more period correct windows that will have very significant mullions. We've selected a window supplier that I believe the mullions are 1 5/8 inches. So even though they will be simulated divided lights, they're substantial. They're not the little sort of narrow fakies that you normally get. So it's a very expensive aluminum replacement window system that's got real guts. Let's see what else. You'll see on the roof, we are providing screening, full screening of all the mechanical equipment. We have spent endless hours trying to consolidate all of the stuff that's going on the roof. We have a new emergency generator, which is going up on the roof away from the ground floor. We have a new air handling unit, which is the size of a bus, which is going up there. And then we have, I think, 14 or 16 paired up VRF condensing units that will service the air source heat pump system, which will now service the building. It's a real trick because this building is fully occupied. It will remain fully occupied. This entire install on the roof has to happen above the roof deck. We can't go into the units below and make structural connections and stuff. So it's a real engineering feat, more for wind bracing than anything else. But we have gone to great pains to try to completely shield and enclose all of this, all of these, as Harry Spence used to say, excrescences that we're dropping on the roof. You know, it's primarily cleaning it up, window replacement, reprogramming and changing the ground floor vocabulary. The rear entrance to the building right now is not accessible. You come in at a lower level from the limited parking we have in the alley, and you have to go upstairs into the lobby. So we are installing a new lift and lower level lobby so that residents can come in the back. And if they're disabled, obviously take a lift up to the first floor platform. But we're really excited about it. We know that the Housing Authority really has no idea how nice this is going to be. That's the way I like it, because I like them to be surprised. But Matthew Brooks, who's my project manager and lives in the Fenway and is a huge fan of the Back Bay, has taken the lead on this project and done a really wonderful job. It's a complicated program. It's difficult because you never really know how much money you have when, because of the complexity of the financing. But so far, our relationship with the BHA and the residents has been superb, and we hope this will be a real game changer. So please fire any questions you have. Oh, the other thing we're adding is, if you'll notice in the rear elevation to the right, there's a stair penthouse. There is now no access to the roof other than a ladder in a hatch through one of the fire stairs. What this means, anything on the roof gets neglected. It never gets serviced. There are problems with the fans, the mechanical equipment, and so on. And that's with a relatively low-tech existing building, let alone what we're creating. So there's going to be a lot of stuff up there that's going to need routine servicing. So we're providing a new full stair, easy access penthouse for maintenance personnel to get up there and take care of the investment that's going on this roof. So anyway, please, I've said enough.
Thanks, Stephen. So commissioners, I'll open it up to you. This project is pretty straightforward. You'll see in my staff comments that I'm making a recommendation to approve as submitted. Any questions, concerns that we can clarify for you?
I have to say it was an incredibly detailed plan, and as a resident of the neighborhood, I think the changes that you're proposing will be of benefit.
Thank you, Barb. Appreciate that. We do too.
Doug, Richard, anything?
I echo Barb.
Great. So while this is
I'm good.
Perfect. So while it's a non-contributing building to the district, it certainly does have an influence on how we interpret the neighborhood and experience it. So I wanted to make sure that you saw this. And so if you guys are ready, someone can make a motion. And public Nick, comment.
Do I need to read the public comment?
You got it. You.
All right. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at stpatolfacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag SB September 16 hearing.
Okay, so it doesn't look like we have any comments. I'm just checking Twitter. No comments there. And let me just check email real quick. There are no comments via email. So with that, we can kind of end the public comment portion. And then if someone wants to make a motion.
I move to accept the application as submitted.
Do we have a second? Perfect, Richard. Okay, so I'll just take a quick roll call vote. Barbara?
Aye.
Doug?
Aye.
And Richard?
Aye.
Perfect. Ayes have it. The motion passes. So you guys are all set pretty quick and painless. I will get you an approval letter in the coming days. And if you have any questions in the meantime, just let me know, okay?
Thank you. That's been great. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you.
That's terrific. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Great.
So the next line of business will be the administrative review. Doug, just for your reference, administrative review means the applications as submitted do meet all of the criteria of the district, and I make the recommendation to approve as submitted.
Excellent.
Second.
Who first?
I'll second. I'll move to approve as submitted.
Perfect. Motion passes. Meeting minutes from, I believe it's April?
April 16th.
Yeah. Long time.
Wow. That must be a record.
Yeah.
Has everyone had a chance to go through them yet?
I read them, but wasn't present. So can't really comment.
Yeah, I'd move to recommend approval of the minutes.
I second.
Perfect. All right. Barbara?
Aye.
Doug?
Aye.
Richard?
Aye.
Perfect. Okay, staff comments. The only comment I have, the update is the Midtown Hotel is proceeding with the redevelopment plans. And part of the redevelopment will consist of the demolition of both the Midtown Hotel as well as 1 Cumberland Street. So if you're familiar with Cumberland, it's that one last row house on Cumberland before you get to the alley. So according to our records, that building is not inside of the district, but we are exploring with the Neighborhood Association of adding that property to the district. So we'll have more information as the development project proceeds, but to my knowledge, it's upwards of 200 and some odd units of rentals is what I'm hearing from BPDA. So they have agreed to kind of approach us and get our insight, though they do not have We don't have design review. We can certainly, as a neighborhood group, provide feedback on the project itself. So stay tuned for that detail, and I will make sure I update you as soon as I hear something, okay? Cool. So that's it. Welcome, Doug. We're really looking forward to working with you. We have two other members, Susan and Francois, who could not make it today. But we're, I think that's, we're getting close to a full group there, and we're looking forward to working with you in the future.
Likewise, looking forward to working with you all too.
Great.
And welcome, Doug.
Thank you.
And Doug has Doug actually works in real estate, so he'll be able to provide us with a real estate lens through all of our decisions. So that's, we think he's going to be a great asset to the team.
Perfect.
Yeah. So with that, I just need a motion to conclude the meeting, and we're done.
I move to conclude the meeting of the St. Patolph Architectural Conservation District Commission at 5:39 p.m.
Perfect. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Perfect. All right. Barbara?
Aye.
Doug?
Aye.
And Richard?
Aye.
Perfect. That's it. We're done, guys. Pretty quick and painless.
Perfect.
Yep. They won't Thank all you. Make it Thanks. Easy, Doug, but we'll get through it. All right, guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Nick.
Take care.
Bye-bye.